All right. Buckle up, because today we are diving headfirst into the Noelian universe.
Definitely headfirst.
You know, I love when you guys give us a challenge.
Right.
And this one is a doozy.
Yeah.
Cosmology time.
Yeah.
Even a bit of geology all smashed together.
Sounds like your kind of thing.
I know, right? Well, where do we even begin with this one?
Well, it seems you're interested in seeing the universe from every possible angle.
Multiverse much.
You could say that.
Okay, so let's start with something I think a lot of us kind of get intuitively, the whole idea of the growing block universe versus the block universe.
Yeah.
So growing block, imagine like you're building a tower out of Legos, right?
Okay.
Each moment is a new block that gets added on top.
Right.
The past is solid. It's all those blocks beneath our feet. The present, well, that's the block we're holding in our hands right now. Mm-hmm. And the future.
Wide open.
Exactly. Infinite possibilities.
Infinite possibilities, except for in the block universe.
Oh, right. Everything's already set in stone with that one, isn't it?
Exactly.
Like a film strip.
No pressure on choosing the right Lego, then.
Or maybe all the pressure because it's already been chosen.
Whoa, okay, now my brain hurts.
That's what we're here for.
True, true. But seriously, what are the implications of that? Like, if the future is already a done deal, does that mean we have free will?
Now, those are the questions that keep philosophers and physicists up at night. And it's what makes this Noelian universe so fascinating, because it kind of throws both of those ideas out the window.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Hold on, though, before we get too deep into the weeds. We have to talk about this Samuel Warren Carey guy and his expanding Earth theory.
Yes.
It's like he dropped in from a completely different deep dive.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But his ideas, while controversial, they might actually have a place in this Noelian framework.
Right?
Yeah, both Carey's work and the Noelian universe, they challenge this assumption we have about a static universe.
Mm.
They both suggest a reality that is in constant flux, even at the planetary level.
Okay, you've successfully piqued my curiosity. Lay it on me, what exactly is the Noelian universe?
Buckle up.
Okay, so we've established that the Noelian universe kind of throws the rule book out the window.
Kind of. It throws it out the window and then rewrites it.
Okay, good point, good point. So what does this new rule book, this Noelian rule book, what does it say?
Well, instead of a universe that starts with a big bang and just keeps expanding.
Right, that whole like single event thing.
Right. It proposes this idea of a never-ending dance between two forces, control and chaos.
A dance, huh? Like a cosmic waltz.
More like a high-energy mosh pit. Picture this. Two massive membranes, like cosmic sheets.
Okay, two giant sheets, got it.
One, the membrane represents structure and order. Think of it like the scaffolding of the universe.
All right, I can visualize that.
The other is the W brain, pure chaotic energy, constantly collapsing in on itself.
So like one's trying to hold everything together and the other one's just like party time.
Basically.
Okay.
And when these two membranes collide.
Oh, this is where it gets good.
They collide at twice the speed of light, passing right through each other.
Whoa. Okay, hold on. Rewind that a little bit. Twice the speed of light.
Twice the speed of light.
My brain just did a little short circuit.
That's the Noelian universe for you. But here's the thing. With every collision, a new bubble of reality is born.
Wait, so it's not just about expansion. It's about creation.
Exactly. The Big Bang isn't a one-time deal. It's happening all the time all around us.
So every time those membranes collide, it's like a new Big Bang is sparked.
You've got it. Yeah. And not just a Big Bang, but its counterpart too, the Big Crunch.
Oh, right, because everything's collapsing at the same time.
Exactly. They happen in tandem, these two forces constantly balancing each other out, creating a universe in constant flux.
Okay, so instead of a universe with a beginning and an end, we've got a universe that's constantly being reborn. That is a pretty radical shift.
Radical, but kind of beautiful, too, don't you think?
Yeah, actually, when you put it like that, it is kind of beautiful. But,
yeah.
Okay, if that's the case, what does that mean for us? What does that mean for time in this Noelian universe? So we've got this cosmic dance of creation and destruction, these membranes constantly colliding and creating these new bubbles of reality. But what does that actually mean for us, like, down here on Earth?
That's where things get really interesting. Remember how we talked about the growing block universe, where the present is like the top block on the tower?
Yeah, that whole idea that the present is constantly being built moment by moment.
Right. Well, in the Noelian universe, it's not that straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
It's less like a neatly stacked block and more like a constant state of flux, a zone where the past and future are all jumbled up together.
So not building blocks, more like mixing paint.
Exactly. Think about those membranes, the M-brain and the W-brain constantly colliding. That point of impact, that spark right there, that's our present moment.
Whoa.
It's where the order of the past meets the chaos of the future, and they're constantly interacting, clashing, creating this zone of pure energy.
So our perception of time as this straight line from point A to point B, that's all part of this cosmic dance.
Exactly. It's not a straight line at all. It's more like a spiral constantly evolving and changing with each collision. And this is where Carrie's expanding Earth theory, as out there as it might seem, starts to resonate with the Noelian model.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to need you to connect those dots for me. How does a constantly colliding universe translate to our planet physically getting bigger?
Think about those bubbles of reality that are created with every collision. Now imagine those bubbles forming, not just on a cosmic scale, but also within the Earth's core.
Wait, so you're saying the Earth is like blowing bubbles too?
In a way. It's like the planet itself is breathing, expanding, and contracting with the rhythm of the universe.
Yeah.
Those bubbles, they draw in energy from the quantum vacuum, and that could be what's driving the expansion.
Okay, so instead of plate tectonics explaining the movement of continents, it's the very fabric of reality pushing and pulling the Earth's crust.
That's the general idea. It's a bold claim, for sure. And we have to remember, the Noelian universe is still a very young theory. But it gives us a framework, a new lens, to look at some of these big scientific mysteries that have stumped us for so long.
It's definitely a lot to wrap your head around. But you know what I love about this? It reminds us that science isn't about having all the answers. It's about asking the right questions and being open to possibilities we might never have even considered.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
And the Noelian universe, it throws open some pretty wild doors.
It does. It really makes you think about the vastness of what we don't know about time, about the universe, about the very nature of reality. If time itself is in constant flux, if reality is being renegotiated with every pulse of the cosmos, what does that mean for you? What possibilities does it open up in your own life? Keep questioning, keep exploring, and we'll catch you in our next deep dive.